There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Comes from Keanu Reeves,
dude,
who is 51.
The thought is, dude.
The simple act of paying attention can take you a long way. Paying attention. Like if you were listening actually to what I said, instead of speculating or hearing only part of what I said, some of you wouldn't go bananas
on
Facebook.
Wow, there you go, throwing it back on. It's not me, it's you.
Right, exactly, you got it, 100%.
Are you making it our fault that you said something dumb?
No, it's
right,
not your
yeah.
fault.
Well, Rich says something silly.
Mostly Rich's. Well, yeah, something right. silly. That's sort of an arbitrary understanding of what's going on. Jennifer Horn in the studio. Rich McFadden in the studio. So, thousands of immigrants have been trying to get to Western Europe.
Yeah.
Greece. Thousands of them came ashore in Greece as the government... is holding talks on how to handle all of them. Thousands more arriving. Now, the Germans
are
not friendly. Someplace
so bad that you're going to Greece?
Yeah. Well, Germany is... the Germans don't put up with this stuff.
No, German...
they were met... The, all the people trying to get into Germany were turned back by the police. There were some who got through. They were registered with the bureaucracy. In Hungary... the right-wing government got tough. The people from Hungary are getting into Europe because of the passport-free European Union. You can travel as you want to all around Europe.
Like same state as, to state.
Yeah,
right.
Same as coming into this country and going from California to Las Vegas and then on to Salt Lake City and up to Chicago, wherever you want to go. Same thing. So the this problem is becoming huge, all around the world. Not seeing too much of it in the Asian. Well, some people try to get out of China and get into Vietnam and places like that. Vietnam has become quite a paradise, by the way, since we blew it to hell in the 60s. It's been rebuilt.
Sometimes you have to start fresh, right?
Right, exactly, yeah.
Well,
okay, so let's...
Well, maybe Iraq will be there in the next
four years. Sooner or later. So let's move this to the next level here, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The report from our government, the Center for Immigration Studies, suggests that immigrants are much more likely to be on government welfare programs than are those who are native-born Americans.
Duh.
Golly gee, duh. Why do you think they're coming?
51% of immigrants are on welfare.
Yep. So what does that say about the system?
And this should have people going nuts. This should be going bananas.
Of course it should be. My wife and I had a conversation yesterday. The school year is getting ready to start up, and she is the liaison to the Latin community.
Richie's wife is a Colombian.
Yes.
She's an American citizen, went through the system the right way.
Correct.
Go ahead.
And so she tries to help people, parents of kids that are in the schools who can't communicate with the staff at the school. She's the middleman. She tries to
middle
get them,
person.
Right. She tries to get them help. So there's this one lady who is looking for, you know, backpacks and school supplies for a kid, which is cool, and help her and everything, you know, and the free lunch program, so she helps her get into that and any other things that she might need. Well, she gets a call this week from the lady, and she's talking to her, and she's been working with this woman for the past year and a half or so. Apparently, the woman's older son, her younger son is in the elementary school where my kids go. Her older son passed away because he was a drug addict. And she wanted to know whether the PTA could help pay for his funeral services.
Wow.
And my wife was like, what do I do with that?
Are you
saying no?
No.
That's what
she
you do with it.
Yeah. She cannot say no. She has to go through the channels to see if there is somebody in the county who can help her. Wow. And I told her, I looked at her, we're in the car, we're talking, I said, this is why Donald Trump is resonating with
okay.
voters.
Okay, so let's go to that step. Thank you for opening the door. Here is Donald Trump and his immigration proposals and his focus, the ongoing debate in the presidential campaign, and all of the people like Jeb Bush who say it's unrealistic, and Scott Walker who says that it can't work, and yada, yada. They're all fumbling around. They try, once again, they're responding to Trump. They're not doing anything on their own to create the ambiance of, okay, this is how I'll solve the problem. And so that's why there is this foundering and floundering among the Republican candidates, with the exception of the top three, Donald Trump, Ben Carson, and Carly Fiorina. As a matter of fact, Jeb Bush is so frustrated and so beside himself, he can't figure out what to do. Instead of promoting an agenda that's intelligent, he's got new ads out that are aimed at knocking Trump around. Trump's
using his own words, by the way.
Well,
he's using Trump's words.
It's a good ad. I mean, Trump said all these things. He's basically a Democrat.
But he's become... He's walled himself off. What these people don't get is that that's what the public is thinking. The cheers, the rah-rah for Donald Trump every time he shows up anywhere. And now people are beginning to listen to Carly Fiorina say, wait a minute, she's saying the same thing that Trump is saying, only she's saying it with kindness and a heart, but it's still the same exact message.
I'm going to say that, you know, at least here's what I will. Okay, for Jeb Bush, he's sort of wimpy. So this is a big move for him, to kind of putting on his big boy pants, throwing some punches at Donald Trump, because you know Donald Trump punches back, and he punches back harder.
Yep.
But at the same time, I mean, yes, these are Trump's words, but people change their opinion all the time. Most politicians flip-flop back and forth. Donald Trump is a businessman. He is going to, in his past life, he did whatever it took to make his business succeed. And I think, I mean, you don't see Donald Trump running for the failure of the country. I think that's what people get. They want someone who has a successful track record, who can stand up and make the tough decisions. I don't think they care about his policies so much. People always want to go and see his policies. I don't know that people even care.
I'm not sure he's got any policies.
Yeah, I mean, they just want someone who's going to be successful.
And, you know, you go to DonaldTrump.com or whatever it is, and he's got like one policy. Yeah. And it's immigration. And it's, I mean, he explains what he wants to do, and it's pretty, you know, thorough. But that's it. There's nothing else, you know, and that's what I'm waiting for. I want to see what else you're going to do. Okay, cool. You're on immigration.
You're paying attention to that.
Right.
But there'll be other people who will follow up with him and pick up the leavings, and Carly Fiorina may be it. Maybe Ben Carson is. I see him, you know, we keep talking about, the first primary until next year. You see how fast the year has gone this year?
Mm-hmm.
Before you blink, it's going to be time for the
first. And if this personal attack doesn't get him, nothing will get him.
Right.
Yeah, we've already seen that he can't kill himself.
Yeah.
He's tried five times and he just keeps on rolling.
Yeah. If you can't make him out to be a Democrat, if Jeb Bush can't do this right now, then I mean, what else brings them down?
One more Colombian perspective through my wife's eyes.
Uh-huh.
She watches the Sunday morning show with Jorge Ramos, the guy that had it out with Trump Univision the other day.
He's the equivalent of what the networks do Sunday morning.
Right. It's the Tim Russert, the meat press thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So she's watching a YouTube video the other day, and I'm like, well, what's this? You know, because the guy's in Spanish, and I can't I can understand every third word and everything. She says, well, he's going after Jorge Ramos. And I'm like, really? What for? And she says, how come the guy on the video is yelling at Jorge Ramos, asking him how come he doesn't ask the Mexican president why they have a wall? I didn't know this. Do you know that Mexico has a wall between Mexico and Guatemala?
Yep.
To keep out the Guatemalans?
Right, the southern border. It's a very tough
border. Jorge Ramos is up here yelling at us because we want to build a wall.
Yeah. Hello, this is a piece of information most people didn't have. Thank you, Richie, for bringing us that. In a moment, what happened to Superfly? 15 past the hour on Good Day.
Superfly. You're getting very sleepy. Sleepy. You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your...
Wait, what? 50% off your fifth session.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on the value.
Value.
How about about a rewards program you can actually use every day. Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at Plenty.com or on the Plenty app. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's biggest savings of the summer. Save up to 40% on over a quarter of a million instruments, with some deals too low to advertise publicly. Get a Martin Dreadnought or Custom Auditorium Acoustic Electric Guitar, now just $399, or a Kohala ukulele for just $29. And for 5 days, get up to 15% off qualifying products, including clearance gear with coupons from GuitarCenter.com. Don't miss Guitar Center's Labor Day savings, Thursday through Monday. No lineups before 7 a.m.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 27th through September 7th. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Summer's here, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room. It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to sherwinwilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
All right, 70 and a half the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer Horn.
Makes me so happy.
Rich McFadden. So, the story about this ex-pro wrestling star charged in his girlfriend's death that took place in the 1980s. This guy's 72 years old now.
Yeah, this is a crazy story.
Jimmy Snuka.
Yeah, he went by Superfly. Jimmy Superfly Snuka. And he was really one of the first wrestlers to ever do the aerial tricks. They took it off the mat and started jumping around. He was always a good guy, but I never liked him that much, and now I know why. Mm-hmm. He's been lying to the cops for years about what happened to his girlfriend. She passed away back in 1983. Her name was Nancy Argentino. The cops had made this kind of a cold case because they could never find enough to bring Snuka to charges in 1983. He said they were fooling around outside their motel room in Allentown, Pennsylvania, when he pushed her and she fell and struck her head. Well, then, fast forward to 2012, when Jimmy Snuka published his autobiography called Superfly, The Jimmy Snuka Story. Pretty creative.
Yeah. Yeah.
And his story in that book changes very radically. In it, he says that she slipped and fell on her own while going to the bathroom at a rest stop, and he makes no mention of an altercation whatsoever. So this prompted the police to open up charges once again to take a look, and now he's been brought in and already let go on bail. But this is a manslaughter charge that he's going to have to face now at 72.
So,
72.
And the girl was 23 when she died, so he was 50-something, she was 20. Okay. I don't even remember him. All I remember is Coco Brazil.
Coco Beware.
Lord Layton.
I don't remember Lord Layton. Coco Beware was the one that brought a bird to
the IQ of this show just went down 15 points.
His theme was
are you suggesting that folks who like wrestling are dumb? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
I like wrestling.
Everybody,
Rich,
listen. Rich McFadden at DougSteffen.com. The next thing he's going to tell you is that NASCAR is dumb.
Do you think
Rich,
you'll
probably
say
that, too.
Do you think
it gets a little boring.
I'm trying to give you a little of your own medicine. What?
Rich. What? Do you think that I'm dumb?
No.
Do I think that you are dumb? No. I think that you watching wrestling is dumb. I don't get it. I don't see you being a wrestling fan.
Dumb.
I see you watching, like my wife.
Like a football.
She loves the Rock.
Women love to watch these guys mostly naked. Their
muscles, hands jumping
all over the place.
And
of course, that's
no. I just loved it because it's like a soap opera. I mean, really, that's why men watch it. It's a man soap opera. When I was a little kid, it
only
was bright colors, light
wrestling.
Oh, stop! You know what? You are so getting letters, Doug. At DougSteffen.com.
That's why I said it. What do you think I said?
Rich at DougSteffen.com.
You watch Jerry Springer after you watch wrestling.
Actually,
on Saturday
sometimes.
Night.
Send me wrestling tickets. Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. 21 past the hour on Good Day.
Yes, it is 21 past the hour on Good Day. But a weakness was shown, cause his hustle was gone. His mind was his own, but the man lived alone.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Goes through some number one songs, history, modern history of recorded music, starting with Lenny Kravitz, number one during this week in 1991.
It was still over in Washington, D.C., and I missed it.
Nah, Richie.
But yeah,
all right, so we can change the title to correct English. It isn't over until it's over.
It doesn't work at all.
Yes, it does. Of course it does. Listen, yeah. Very easily fit in.
It isn't over until it's over.
It doesn't work.
It isn't over until it's over.
So, this is
the one that got him out of the ghetto.
Yeah.
As he says. Great artist.
All right, so that was number one during this week in 1991. What?
That whole soulful rocker thing.
Yeah.
The Prince is kind of more of the funk soul, but had a bit of Hendrix in him.
Yeah.
And Lenny Kravitz is kind of more in the middle. He's got a little bit of Prince and a little bit of Hendrix in him.
Better be in the middle with a name like that.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
All right, next on the list, Guns N' Roses from this week in 1992. Get ready for November Rain.
Everybody get your ass in there.
I think we played this piece in the
We did. Yeah.
All right, let's get to the next one. Number one during this week in 1993, Tag Team.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Boom,
I want to know what was number two.
All right, let's keep going. I want to touch on a number of these in here. Let's do John Mellencamp, number one this week, 1994.
Great song. And
every good pop song. Let's play the whole thing if you want to reach here.
Keeping the tobacco in his
hand. Yeah, right. All right. From this week in 1995, Seal, top of the list with the Kiss from a Rose. All right. Kind of a ballad. Number one, this week 1996, Donna Lewis. She's puking in the wastebasket at the moment. All right, Jennifer's going to like the next one. Number one, this week 1997, Puff Daddy and Faith Evans.
Paying tribute to Big Smalls.
Yeah.
Word.
We heard this recently in another context, too.
I think we were talking about the movie Straight Outta Compton, right?
Yeah, maybe it. Yep, still doing well at the box office. Number one this week, 1998, Jennifer Page and Crush. Oh, I forgot this song.
That's a good one.
That's a good song. Yeah. What does LFO stand for, Jennifer?
I don't remember, but they're good. Here we go. Chinese
boots. Long Fred Oliver.
Crazy.
Summer Girls, number one this week, 99. Why do they have to do that? Whatever that
was. Just to add to the rhythm.
Destiny Child, number one this week, 2000.
Jumping.
Jennifer. All right, so people will all identify with number one this week, 2001, Janet Jackson. I like this good pop flavor of this song. Did you like it? All right, let's wrap it up. Number one this week, 2002, Nelly. Hot in here. The story of this.
Awesome.
Yeah?
Used to dance to this song all the time.
Really?
Was this before or after he made the videos of his underage girlfriend?
Nelly?
Yeah, wasn't he the one
that was on
Kelly?
No, Nelly's a good man.
Oh, okay, it was Kelly.
Right.
Hot here and there he gets caught with, but that's it.
20. Nothing serious. 28 after on Good Day.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Renai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Renai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Renai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Renai's industry-leading products at www.renai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices,
like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, one subject notebooks are just 17 cents each.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Speaker for the day, Jennifer Horn.
Can you hear it?
Yes.
Rich McFadden.
Absolutely.
Okay, so
water torch.
speaking of that, the city of Los Angeles, City of Angels. Jennifer lives in the.
That's
city
why
of
they
Angels.
Call it the City of Angels because I'm here.
My yes, right. So where is it in the scheme of things when I'm there? What do they call
the
it?
The City of Devil Angels.
Really? Thank you. Next weekend, Richie, back to City of Angels. I've been there for a couple of months. Got to go see Miles. See how Megan and Miles are doing.
Grandson. There you go.
Right. So anyway, L.A. now sees an opportunity to get the U.S. Olympic Committee to look seriously at them because Boston doesn't want.
Well, yeah, they're the only game in town now.
So what happens to Los Angeles and the traffic there, if there is an Olympic successful
I'm not worried
Olympic
about the
bid.
Traffic. It's the money that I'm worried about because when we had the Olympics the last time, everybody was very worried about the traffic. But guess what?
What?
No traffic problems because incentives were given to businesses to stagger work schedules.
Oh,
and it was fine. So everybody was all worried about traffic, but it was no problem at all.
New
what I worry about, though, is the money to get the Olympics because that's what Boston didn't want. Boston didn't, the taxpayers didn't want to spend their money. Nope. Yeah.
It's freakishly weird to go search, Google this right now.
Okay.
Former Olympic venues.
Yes.
And look at the ghost towns that are left all over the world.
How do you support them?
By LaGuardia Airport is the best example. That was actually the World's Fair and then the Olympics.
It's really wild to see what happens to these monstrosities that they spend billions of dollars building just 10 and 15 years after they're used.
Nothing.
It's like throwaways.
What are you going to do with it?
It's unreal.
Money spent.
It is unreal.
All right, people in the news.
By the way, before you leave the traffic issue, your U.S. government, is telling its employees in Washington, D.C., when the Pope comes, September 22nd, 3rd, 4th, he's going to be here for 2-3 days, just stay home.
Yeah.
Take vacation. They're not saying giving them paid vacation.
Don't you think about that, Richie?
Telework.
Yeah, work from home. No. Take unpaid leave. Do whatever you want. Just don't come in, all right? Because traffic's going to be
You better not be doing that.
I'm going to work from home, Doug.
Oh, good for you, Richie.
Connected to the tin can and string.
People in the news, Kanye West.
Our next president.
President West.
Yes.
So now that he has launched, at least people are putting themselves into that head game. Can you imagine Kanye West as president? A young
fellow named the other day on the VMAs, he announced he was going to run for president in 2020.
Right. So a Baltimore native named Eugene Craig, 24 years old, registered the following domain name, readyforkanye.net. And he filed paperwork with the Election Commission to register the Ready for Kanye Political Action Committee.
So he has a super PAC.
He has a super PAC for a super fly.
That's awesome.
So they're now looking for donations, the Ready for Kanye PAC. Ready for Kanye. He was asked whether or not he felt like he was making a statement. He said, quote, I think it's a statement. It's a couple of things going on. First, it's an opportunity to reach voters who ordinarily would not be in tune to the process, who are apathetic to the process. The second part of this is that the party that can openly accept Donald Trump has room for Kanye West. Kanye West is a Republican? Wow.
I'm down with him. I'll
vote
for
Kardashians are Republicans.
This kid is a Republican, Eugene Craig. Bring him in as a gentleman. Mr. West is a gentleman who, quote, stands for small business and entrepreneurialism, has spoken out against corporations and corruption, is a school choicer, spoken about the racial disparities in regard to public school system, openly spoken out against the war on drugs.
He's like a moron, though.
Yeah, well, but how many people said that about Donald Trump? In years past. This guy, he's too off the rails. Look at where he is now. I don't see anything happening with this.
Here's a Time interview that's on MTV.com of Kanye.
Yeah.
And they're talking about when he
gets the audio
that crashy in. No. This is a tech.
Why don't we get the audio?
Every time I crash the internet, it's a little drop of truth.
Right.
He says, I can't wait to be president and make life doper for our kids as they grow.
Isn't it more dope?
Yeah. We were born into a broken world, and we're like cleaning up crew.
All right, so this kid was asked, how do you think Kanye West can, what do you think he can bring to the U.S.? Quote, he brings an interesting foreign policy. A new religion, moronism. Hey, that's pretty good. I just thought of that.
Moronism.
Moronism.
Right.
A really big cleaning crew to fumigate after he leaves office.
Well, they have the whole story. If you want to read the whole story of this fellow and the pack, questions and answers. He's a Rand Paul supporter, this kid now. And wants to see him. I would be a Rand Paul supporter if he'd make a little bit noise, more noise. And he was asked, how serious are you about this campaign? Quote, this started out as an operation to engage voters who probably would not have been reached otherwise. But over the course of the last few days, I think in this age where Donald Trump is leading the contenders for the Republican nomination, anything is possible. And it is.
Hey, listen, we were talking about it at the dinner table last night with some neighbors. He would get some ground. He would get some traction.
Yeah, he would.
Of course he would. You'd have every moron in town going out to the polls.
Every 21-year-old idiot out there would go out.
And then all the people who say only landowners should vote, because that's the way it was at the beginning.
I love the way he talks about how he's a millennial and he's like older than I am. I'm like, come on, Kanye. I mean, I know part of your gig is to pretend you're 20, but you're not.
All right. What's the story with SpongeBob? I am not a.
I love SpongeBob. He's great.
What's the story?
There's a musical coming to Broadway.
Oh yeah, I can.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that, but I could definitely.
SpongeBob the musical. I'm so there. I will fly to New York just to see SpongeBob.
Doug, did you like Bugs Bunny?
I did like Bugs Bunny.
SpongeBob
is. That's all Bugs.
No, I'm not.
No, that was Bugs Piggy.
SpongeBob is the new Bugs Bunny.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
It really is.
Please.
No, because they do the cartoons with a little bit of adult humor in it, so for the kids and the parents. Like,
so let's imagine what a Broadway play about SpongeBob SquarePants would be all
is
about.
Is it a musical, I hope?
Yes.
Because if it's a musical, Rich, what would we get to hear?
You're talking about girls, right? Girls?
Yeah.
And you're talking about raiding their dressers for their underpants, right?
Oh, yeah.
Patrick.
What would we get to hear if we were the musical?
Oh, yes,
you're missing your cue.
Yes.
Here we go.
Oh!
Here we go.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Bourbon and yellow and poor as is he.
SpongeBob SquarePants!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish.
SpongeBob
SquarePants! Drop on the deck and drop like a face!
Did you see the movie, Jen?
Ready?
No, but I'd like to.
Oh, my God. David Hasselhoff is hysterical in his part of that movie. It's really
funny.
I love it.
But I, Doug,
yes,
you have to. If I have to buy you the DVD and mail it to you, you have to watch Teen Beach Movie and Teen Beach Movie 2. They are updated, Annette and Frankie Beach movies from the 60s. Even with the same 60s feel, the same 60s style music, you would sit down and you would go, oh, my God, they just reinvented what we watched as kids. I love it, you would say.
I would say that?
You would say.
You would say.
You would say.
All right, people in the news, the chairman and chief executive officer at General Motors, still referred to by some as Government Motors, Mary Barra, has joined Facebook, and her first post was pretty strong. She started a page. She identified herself as a public figure. Doesn't sound like, you know, the intimidation of a CEO. She said, quote, "Hello, Facebook. After a conversation with Sheryl Sandberg at Facebook headquarters, I decided it was time to create a page. I look forward to sharing with you." She's a little bit late getting onto this. Zuckerberg told his followers that 1 billion people now are on the network. That's 1 out of 7 people. Imagine having that impact and what you could do with it. There was some discussion last week about Google fixing the election or possibly being able to because of who they support. Facebook's got a bigger chance of doing that than
right,
Google.
Right, they can change the search results.
Yeah.
Right. To anything they want.
Yeah. Anyway, Ms. Barra has been pushing hard to get GM employees to speak up when they see something wrong, and she figures this is a way for them to come out. Remember last year with all of the ignition debates, what happens to GM cars, the ignition's a problem, yada, yada. So, how many people are on Facebook versus, I'm talking about Americans, not on Facebook. Would you say the majority of Americans are on Facebook?
Older ones.
My son's not on it, but my daughter is. Girlfriend is.
Anybody 35 and up, or maybe 30 and up.
Really? So what are the millennials using?
Instagram.
Tumblr, too.
What's better about those sites?
I don't know that anything's better. It's just that's what they prefer.
Why?
I think they're still on Facebook, but I think that they use Tumblr, Instagram, Snapchat.
Man,
they use that more often.
I've got 3 nieces in their early 20s, a nephew in his early 20s, another niece that's 16. None of them use Facebook.
Really?
They may have an account, but none of them use it. They all use Instagram.
What's the difference? What's so hip about
Instagram
it?
Instagram is more, you know, they're picture and video platforms is what they are more than Facebook. So Instagram is all photographs, videos, yeah.
And it's not as deep with the engagement. It's you don't have lengthy conversations.
You don't have to write.
You just kind of like it's real short, kind of back and forth.
Hmm. All right, 44 past the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Banjo.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Pen. As you stock up on school supplies for back to school, it's important to equip your child with the right tools, but also the skills to combat bullying. Leading writing instrument company Pilot Pen wants to help. Did you know Pilot's Friction Clicker, a retractable gel ink pen that writes smoothly and erases cleanly, also supports a great cause? Pilot is donating at least $125,000 from sales of Friction to national nonprofit Stomp Out Bullying to fund educational programs in schools. Greta Monahan, lifestyle expert, TLC star, and mom.
Every 7 minutes a child is bullied. Adult intervention happens 4% of the time, peer intervention 11% of the time, and no intervention 85% of the time. One in four kids is bullied, and 8% miss at least one class per month for fear of bullies. We need to help empower our children to stand up to bullies and speak up if they or someone they know is being bullied.
Help Pilot and Stomp Out Bullying, erase bullying for good. For more information, visit www.helperasebullying.com.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
All right, time for Car Talk, Richie.
Ooh,
I know how you love this.
Story
at DougSteffen.com about a couple of automotive items. Mr. Tesla, that was the name, by the way, given by Mr. Musk to the car because there's somebody named Tesla. I don't know where it comes from.
It's a band. It's a heavy metal band.
Is that really it?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, so the new model SP85D sedan, all-wheel drive, performed better in tests than any other car ever has, according to Consumer Reports. This car is brutally quick, instant acceleration, thrust is forceful and immediate, says the review.
Oh, yeah.
Near instant G-force can otherwise be achieved only by leaping off of a building.
You know, when I test drove the Chevy Volt.
3.5 seconds from 0 to 60, Richie.
Years back. But that was the thing that impressed me. It was instant.
Yeah.
Speed.
Yeah.
Like, boom. Right
and,
there.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine builds motors for electric buses.
Oh, really?
And he says he can get those things to do burnouts.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So there's this plenty of power there.
Car costs $100,000. So there aren't going to be a lot of people who are going to be buying this thing. But I thought it was interesting that this is sort of the next step in Tesla's dream to take over the automotive world. Listen, they also are turning it the other way around. The average car, a friend of mine bought one a month ago, is $80,000. This one that we're talking about here is $100,000. They're going to introduce a model that costs about $35,000 or $40,000 next year. So everybody can have one.
Let's hear it for Tesla.
Let's hear it.
The car and the band.
And the story at DougStephan.com about the world's fastest shed, which can reach 70 miles an hour. You may want to check that out as well. A shed going 70 miles an hour down the highway. 51 after on good day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Let's calm down now. Get into your pet zone with the pet man. Dr. Zone is here. Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend, is here. He is the person responsible for hugs and kisses. If you haven't seen that supplement or those supplements, because there's one group for dogs and another group for cats that he formulated, we're going to have probably a reference to that because I have a question here on what to do with a shedding dog. We also have a poll on dog owners and who they love, plus barbecues, Labor Day, what to make sure your dog doesn't get a hold of. All coming up here after Jennifer tells us about Cedarside, bringing you Warren's report. Cedarside, Cedarside.com, Cedarside, the leader in bug sprays, et cetera, because, Jennifer?
Well, we're coming up on Labor Day, Dougie, and you need to keep bugs out of your home and away from your family. It's a big concern, and Cedarside has your non-toxic toxic answers. Cedarside.com is the leader in natural and organic pest care solutions. This is pest control solutions. This is a big deal because you don't want to put chemicals all over your family. Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray is a must-have for your home and family. It harnesses cedar oil to make organic pest control solutions that kill and repel bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and a whole lot more. Cedarside has all the products you need to keep your family, your pets, your home, and lawn insect and chemical free. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug for free shipping or call 800-842-1464. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go to Cedarside.com or call now. Use coupon code Doug, D-O-U-G, or call 800-842-1464.
Nice job, Jennifer.
Well,
all right,
you.
Meanwhile, there is a poll that suggests 38% of dog owners love their pet more than their partner. We have that story at Doug Steffen.
Yeah, because pets are always happy to see you. Your partner, not so much.
Right, yeah. All right, so Warren's response to that when I said, let's talk about that. I'm surprised the number is that low. All right, so let's go from there.
Pets are honest. Let's go from there. You know, you can be with a guy. Let's say we're having dinner with somebody, and they can buy you a martini, and then when you leave the bar, they call you an SOB. See, with the dog, you don't get the martini first. You know where you stand right away. If they don't like you, they're not taking you out. That's what I appreciate, the honesty of animals. And quite honestly, when things are going bad, whether, you know, someone in the family passed away, you're going through a divorce, the relationship between the guardian and the pet is so close because they're totally non-judgmental. So I would think the number would actually be higher.
Warren, answer me this.
Please.
When you come out home from being away at work all day, your dog is like flipping out, all happy to see you, right?
Yeah.
But when you leave the house and you walk out and you go, oh, I forgot my phone, and you walk right back in 15 seconds later, they're flipping out, all happy to see you.
They have no sense of time.
It's not that they don't have a sense of time. It's that the excitement of the pack getting together, even if it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes or an hour or 3 minutes, doesn't make any difference. So that's what it's all about. You can leave for 1 second, come back, it's like you've been gone for 12 hours, Rich, like you said. It's the gathering, the coming back, the rallying call that's so important to them.
Alright, so this time of year, a lot of dogs are shedding. What is there? Is there something that we can do to decrease shedding? Millie sheds all over the car, for example, hair everywhere. How do we keep that from happening? Is there a way?
Yeah, there's many different ways. First of all, you want to make sure the dog is on a good quality type of dog food or a cat food.
Yeah, great diet. Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, supplementation. You know, if you look on the countertops in every American home, there's supplements for their kids, there's supplements for grandma and grandpa, but what about the four-legged member of the family? 30 years ago, I saw this as a problem, shedding, dry skin, dander, hairballs, all a big problem, and I worked with the top veterinary nutritionist to come up with a formula, and I said, what is the number one ingredient that will help prevent shedding, dander, and dry skin? And it's natural lecithin. For example, Doug, if you were losing hair and you went to a health food store, they would sell you lecithin. So the number one ingredient we put together in my own, I'm bragging a little bit, the Hugs and Kisses supplements, is lecithin. Mm-hmm. After 2 or 3 weeks on lecithin, most dogs and cats shedding is pretty much down to a bare minimum. That in conjunction with good grooming and brushing. And this is a problem, overbathing. You know, sometimes dogs get a little smell or roll around in this, and people will bathe their dogs every week or every other week. By doing that, they're actually drying out the skin. And you need to use a shampoo specifically made for your type of pet.
All right, so shampoos, what's good for pity? What kind of shampoo do you use? Those are dogs that shed a good deal. Charlotte didn't shed at all, so I use a different kind of shampoo on her.
Yeah, I use an oatmeal-based shampoo. It's every product you hear me recommend is manufactured and sourced right here. I use an oatmeal shampoo made in Washington, a great product as well. Oatmeal shampoo can help with dry skin.
And lecithin.
And lecithin. Hugs and kisses. That's what it's about.
All right. Hugs and kisses, lecithin, oatmeal shampoo. You got that? That's how to deal with the dog that's shedding in your house, Richie. 59 past the hour. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show here on Good Day.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead Supplement Store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio. and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.